السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. Indeed, all praises are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, we praise Him, we seek His assistance and His forgiveness from the evil consequences of our deeds and our actions. And whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides, no one can try to misguide that person. And whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chooses from His infinite wisdom not to bless with guidance, no one could try to guide that person. And I bear witness that there's no deity worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, is his servant and messenger. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. Or you who truly believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your Lord, your Creator, your Sustainer, advises you to have taqwa, to be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as you go out through your day, when you're dealing with your family, when you're watching whatever you're watching on your phone, you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And do not leave this world except submitting to Him in Islam. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. Or you who truly believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, once again, your Lord, your Creator, advises you to have taqwa. And he emphasizes by saying, قُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا, to say truthful words. Do not backbite. Do not lie. Watch what we say. And if you're able to do that, Allah will guarantee to rectify your deeds, forgive you for your wrongdoings. And whoever obeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would indeed gain a great success, a great reward. Alhamdulillah, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it possible for us to be in this blessed month of Ramadan, to have the opportunity to see another this great month of Ramadan, to open up the doors of opportunity for us to gain his forgiveness and gain a plethora of reward in abundance. At the same time, we remember those that are not here in this month, that was here last year. Just a reminder for ourselves that this month of Ramadan is not guaranteed for us. No, is the next one coming up next year. That we take this advantage of this, and inshallah ta'ala, we make the best of it. And on that note, when we're talking about making the best of this month of Ramadan, the mindset of all of us, my dear brothers and sisters, is that we always should always be striving to better ourselves, to improve our character, to improve our worship, always to increase. And some of us might say, you know what, I'm burnt out. I can't do too much, right? I've always been trying to increase, but I'm this old, I'm this, whatever the case may be. But the thing is that you always have this attitude, to always try to do better. If we look at the Sahaba, look at the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a lot of them were in their 30s, 40s, 50s years old when they became Muslim. That's a big change to make at that age in their life. But they always continue to try to do better. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Ala, where he says, A'udhu billahi min shaytan rajeem, qad aflaha man tazakka, that the one will be successful than the one that purifies their soul, that constantly works on their self to better their self as much as possible. And that will be our goal. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in a hadith, where he says, إِنَّ الْإِيمَانَ لَيَخْلَقْ فِي جَوْفَ أَحَدِكُمْ كَمَا يَخْلُقْ الثَّوْبِ. He says that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that iman, faith, wears out just like a thobe, just like a cloth will wear out. That our faith, our iman will go up and down. Of course, in these months of Ramadan, inshallah ta'ala, it's very, very high. But it's going up and down, he wills. So the Prophet ﷺ says, فَاسْأَلُ اللَّهَ أَنْ يُجَدِّدْ الْإِيمَانِ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ. So therefore, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to renew the faith, and renew your iman in your hearts. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, to renew the faith in our hearts. Ameen, Ya Rabbil Alameen. So this iman, this faith goes up and down. So there's always a need to keep on trying to better ourselves, inshallah ta'ala. And we're in the prime time. We're in the prime spot. We're in the prime location to do that, alhamdulillah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us opportunity to be here, that inshallah ta'ala we would increase. As we are fasting, we all know that we're staying away from food and we're from drink. But we're also in a very interesting state while we're fasting, right? We're also in a state of certain type of behavior, certain type of character, if you will, that we're all fasting so we won't behave in a certain way. If I could make an analogy of those who go to Umrah and those who go for Hajj, there is this concept of ihram, where you, not just the white garments you put on for men, but there's a state that you enter on when you go into the haram and go into the Kaaba, that you're in a state of ihram, where yes, you don't cut your nails, you don't cut your hair, but also you don't act in a certain way. You travel halfway around the world. So you're not trying to mess up your Hajj. You're not trying to mess up your Umrah. So you're not trying to get too angry if the bus comes late. You're not trying to get frustrated. You're not trying to raise your voice. Could you realize where you're at? Same thing when we're in the state of fasting, my dear brothers and sisters. We're in a certain state and we realize that we waited 11 months, right, for this month to come, right? We waited for this Ramadan to come. As we're fasting, we want to make sure that we don't want to break our fast. Of course, we're not going to eat. Alhamdulillah, most of us are good in that. We're not going to be tempted with food. But in terms of our character, how are we acting in that state? And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, where he says, As-siyam junnatun minan nar, where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, that fasting is a shield from the hellfire. That your fasting that you're doing right now is a shield protecting you from the hellfire. And then the Prophet ﷺ said, كَجُنَّ أَحَدِكُمْ مِنَ الْقِتَالِ. Just like a shield will protect a person in the battlefield. Now I ask you, what do people use a shield in a battlefield for? From enemies attacking them. For protection, right? So they don't get harmed, they don't get hurt. So the same thing. The Prophet ﷺ is making this analogy here, that our fasting is a shield from certain behavior, that we wouldn't act in a certain way. We wouldn't behave in a certain way, right? Because we know that we're in this state of fasting and we're protecting from those that are trying to annoy us. No, we got our fasting shield. We're not gonna step down. We're not gonna get in this argument. We're not gonna do this and we're not gonna do that. This is one of the big essence of our fasting, inshallah ta'ala. And that's why the Prophet ﷺ mentioned that as we're fasting, he says, while you're fasting, فَلَا يَرْفُثْ وَلَا يَسْخَبْ. He says, while those who are fasting, let them not act in an obscene way. Let them not act foolish. Let them not do things that are ill-mannered. Let them not act in this way. وَلَا يَسْخَبْ. And don't let them raise their voice and argue. Don't let them get agitated when they get into arguments and they get angry and hatred while they're fasting. That doesn't suit somebody that's fasting. So the Prophet says that this is a state that we need to be in. Now the issue with that is that when we're fasting, that's when we're most agitated. Because you didn't get your coffee. You didn't get your breakfast. You didn't get your snack. You didn't get your dessert. So guess what? You're a little bit more agitated. When you're at work, somebody gives you extra projects, put more workload onto you, right? You might snap a little quicker. When you're at home, when the kids are running around, spouse, so forth, you might get a little bit more agitated. But if you're able to control yourself at these moments while you're fasting, imagine when you do have your coffee. Imagine when you do have your snacks. When you do eat, we should be able, inshallah ta'ala, to handle those things a lot more. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying that what? That while we're in the state, we have a certain type of behavior. We wouldn't raise our voice. We wouldn't get into an argument, right? And that's why he continues with the hadith where he says, in shatarahum ahadahun aw qatalahu fayaqul inni sa'im. That if somebody tries to insult you, or if somebody even tries to physically fight you, the Prophet says, you should say that indeed I am fasting. And nobody likes to be insulted. I don't know about you. Nobody likes to be insulted to talk about themselves, to talk about their family or something. That's the one that we're tested the most. That's when your blood pressure gets a little bit higher, when the heartbeat races a little bit more. And if somebody physically tries to fight you, that's even more. Of course, we could defend ourselves. But here the Prophet says that if somebody insults you, or what, even physically fights you, you don't even engage, right? We're not telling you to get hit up in the face and get knocked out. But here, the Prophet says, don't try to even engage that. He says, say that indeed I am fasting. I'm in a certain state, right? You don't have to tell the person I'm better than you, like I'm more pious than you. No. The Prophet says that, tell them that I am fasting. Or some scholars said that what's meant by this hadith is that you remind yourself that you're fasting, that you actually tell yourself that, hey, I'm fasting. I can't be doing that, right? So the Prophet said that we're in this state. When we have the type of thing people trying to agitate us, then we act in a certain type of way. And this is, inshallah ta'ala, what we're trying to aim and try to achieve in this great month of Ramadan. Yes, we stay away from food. That's a test. We all know that. And from drink, we all know that. But there's this level also of purifying stuff. قَدْ أَفْلَمَ أَنْ تَزَكَّى. Right? Victorious is the one that purifies himself. That as we're going through these days, my dear brothers and sisters, as maybe somebody might agitate us, then inshallah, we don't engage in that. Those arguments, that's not for this month. That's not while you're fasting. Doesn't mean you wait to break fast and then get into the argument, right? But we don't want to engage in that. And to even emphasize this, my dear brothers and sisters, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said something very, very beautiful in a hadith, where he says that, إِنِّي أَنَّ زَعِيم بِبَيْتْ فِي رَبَطِ الْجَنَّةِ لِمَنْ تَرَقَ الْمِرَاءِ وَإِنْ كَانَ مُحِقًّا. The Prophet ﷺ said that I will guarantee a person in the outskirts, in the outer parts of Jannah, for someone who leaves arguing, who leaves quarreling, who leaves debates and raising their voice and getting into these arguments, even if they are correct, even if they're right, even if they have the right opinion. That the Prophet ﷺ, that Allah guarantee a person Jannah if they do that. Right? So the Prophet says that it's not about winning the argument. It's not winning, it's winning the hearts is actually more important. That when you're arguing with maybe with your spouse or someone else, or your child, or the child to the parent, right? That it's better to leave it even though you know you're right. You know what's really interesting about arguments? Everyone always thinks they're right. That's why they're arguing. The other person thinks they're right. And the other person thinks they're right. That's the reason why they're having the discussion. But the Prophet ﷺ said that what? I will guarantee a house in the outer parts of Jannah for those that will leave arguing even if they know they're correct. Then the Prophet ﷺ continues. It gets even better. Where he says that I will give a person fi bayt fi wasat al Jannah liman taraka al kadhab wa in kana mazihan. That I will guarantee a person in the middle of Jannah who leaves lying even while joking, right? Usually jokes involves a little bit of lying, right? This guy ate all the food. He really didn't eat all the food. You're just saying that, right? But here the Prophet says that if you will leave lying, that you wouldn't, say anything that you're not true. Good lesson for all the children in the crowd and the adults too, right? Then the Prophet said, if you would leave lying, this type of speech, then I'll guarantee you this house in the middle of Jannah. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that I will guarantee fi bayt fi a'la al-jannah liman hassana khuluqa. Allahu akbar. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I will guarantee a house in the highest part of Jannah for the one that hassan, the one that does ihsan, the one that does excellence in perfecting their character. Subhanallah. The one who does this, then I will guarantee that 100%. The person working on their character and they're trying to make themselves better, automatically, guaranteed, the Prophet ﷺ will guarantee a house in the highest part of Jannah. And this is where we are, my dear brothers and sisters. We're in the right place with Ramadan. Alhamdulillah, we're fasting. We're in an amazing state. All of you are in an amazing state right now, right? And alhamdulillah, if we don't get into these arguments, don't get into certain lies, throwing into certain type of behavior, this is the time where we perfect ourselves, inshallah ta'ala. And we keep on increasing. And this is the way of the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Akuli kawli hadha, astaghfirukum fastaghfiruhu, innahu ghafuru rahim. الحمد لله حمد رب العالمين إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد We send peace and blessings on the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم The last point, my dear brothers and sisters, when we're talking about how do we transform ourselves in this month of Ramadan? How do we keep on improving ourselves, right? There's a house of Jannah waiting for us, for each one of us, for this improvement and this constant getting better in our character. One thing is that if we could implement, if we could kind of follow the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that is one of the best things we could do. Some attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not befitting for us, so therefore we can never fulfill them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is awwal wa akhir. He's the beginning and the end. He's always God, has always been there. Something we cannot do. But Allah is Rahman. He's merciful. Me and you could show mercy. He's Kareem. He's generous. We could do that. We could show a portion of generosity. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam on this note, he says he says something very interesting, very, very beautiful about every single night in this month of Ramadan. Where he says, Inna lillahi inda kulli fitrin utaqa wa dhalika fi kulli layl. The Prophet ﷺ said in a hadith, Ibn Majah, where he says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has for every time breaking of the fast and throughout the night in this month of Ramadan, he frees people from the hellfire. Every single time a breaking of the fast comes in this month of Ramadan, and throughout the night, the Prophet ﷺ is telling me and you that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala frees people from the hellfire. Hellfire will not touch these individuals. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of this group. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Every night Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is turning up the mercy even more than he did throughout the year. It's this very special time, as I mentioned. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making this happening every single night. And on that notion, when I mentioned that, you know, it's good to kind of mimic what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does if we could try to implement it. That inshallah ta'ala, we're trying to improve myself, my dear brothers and sisters, and listen to this. That just as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala frees people from the hellfire every single night, inshallah ta'ala, me and you and all of us could free the hatred or any animosity for others that we have in our heart every single night. Just as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turns up the mercy and takes people away from the hellfire, me and you, my brothers and sisters, we could take out and free people that we have certain issues with in our hearts every single night this month of Ramadan. That would be amazing. That would be transformative. That would be special. Because in Ramadan, we have special things happen. We have spectacular things happen. You have Laylatul Qadr, you have this night that's better than 1,000 months. You have stuff that doesn't happen throughout the whole year. And if it's any month, my dear brothers and sisters, where you would free any anger from anybody else, guess where you're at? You're in the right place. This is the time. This is a time to do things that maybe you've never done before. Maybe call someone you never haven't called in a very long time because of what happened back in 1973. That you go to your spouse and you say words to her or you say words to him that maybe you've never said before. That you tell them how much you appreciate them, how much you love them, how much maybe you're sorry for what happened back in those times. She might look at you like you're crazy. But this is Ramadan, so you do a little bit more extra. Maybe you go to your children, or the children go to their parents. And if you're lucky, if you still have your parents alive. And go to them and look at your mother's face and say, Mom, maybe I've never said this to you, but I appreciate everything that you did. Maybe I didn't show it, but I want to let you know today that I 100% appreciate it. Dad, I appreciate all the time you went to work, right? How much you did this for me and you did that for me. Maybe I didn't understand it beforehand. This is a time of Ramadan for transformation, my dear brothers and sisters. This is the time you make that change. You do things extraordinary, just as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing the way by doing things very extraordinary in this month. This is a transformation we want, my dear brothers and sisters. This is the rahmah. This is the beauty and the essence of this month. Alhamdulillah. That inshallah ta'ala, like we mentioned, as Allah frees people from every night, that inshallah ta'ala, we could free people from our hearts, from any malice or hatred or anger, inshallah ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make us of those of Jannah ya Kareem, ya Rabbil Alameen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, accept our fasting in this month of Ramadan, our qiyam, our recitation of the Quran, ya Kareem, ya Rabbil Alameen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give shifa and cure for anyone who is sick in our community, ya Kareem, ya Rabbil Alameen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who are passed away from our community and all the believers, we ask you to grant them Jannah forgiveness, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina azab al-nar. Rabbana la tuakhidna in nasina aw akhtana. Rabbana wa la tahmil alayna isran kama hamaltu ala ladhina min qablina. Rabbana wa la tuhammilna ma la taqata lana bih. Wa'fu anna waghfirna warhamna. أنت مولانا فانصرنا للقوم الكافرين اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا وعافنا واعف عنا سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين أقيم الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
Just a reminder, there is Salatul Janazah after the prayer, so please stay for that. Make your lines straight, close up any gaps, focus on your salah, praise if it was your last prayer. الله أكبر. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك وتبارك اسمك وتعالى جدك. الحمد لله الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الرحمن علم القرآن خلق الإنسان علمه البيان الشمس والقمر بحسبان والنجم والشجر يسجدان والسماء رفعها ووضع الميزان ألا تطغوا في الميزان وأقيموا الوزن بالقسط ولا تخسروا الميزان والأرض وضعها للأنام فيها فاكهة والنخل ذات الأكمام والحب ذو العصف والريحان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. ربنا ولحمدا كثيرا تبارك فيه. الله أكبر. سبحان ربي العلى. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. خلق الإنسان من صلصال كالفخار وخلق الجان من مارج من نار فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان رب المشرقين ورب المغربين فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان مرج البحرين يلتقيان بينهما برزخ لا يبغيان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان يخرج منهما اللؤلؤ والمرجان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان وله الجوار المنشآت في البحر كالأعلام فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان كل من عليها فان ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده ربنا ولحمدا كثيرا تبارك فيه الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله استغفر الله العظيم السلام ومنك السلام تبارك يا ذو الجلال والإكرام
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our siyam, our fasting and our prayers and keep us on the right path. Please remember in your dua Brother Muhammad Rafi, Brother Haysam Bandakti, Brother Aliuddin Muhammad, Brother Qassan Ibrahim, Brother Muhammad Ainuddin, Brother Ijaz Hussain, and Mr. and Mrs. Kamal. May Allah give them shifa. Allahumma shfihim ya Allah. Allahumma shfa anta shafi la shafiya illa anta shifa an la yuwadiru suqma. Also make dua for the maghfirah of Brother Mazhar Siddiqui and Yusuf Khan, Yusuf Basir Khan, a young man who passed away last week. Brother Naveed Siddiqui, may Allah bless them. Allahumma aghfir lahum warhamhum wa'afihim wa'afu anhum wa'akrim nuzulahum wa'assi mudkhalahum. Allahumma aghfir khatayahum Allahumma sabbir ahlahum ya Allah. Also we'll be praying Salatul Janazah for Sister Audrey Chang. May Allah bless her. Her condolences to her children, grandchildren and all relatives and friends. The burial will be in the Westminster Memorial. So we'll pray now, inshallah, Salatul Janazah for Sister Audrey. Yes, son is here. Audrey's son, son-in-law, close relative brothers can come in the front area. Yes. May Allah bless you. May Allah bless you. Salaam, salaam, inshaAllah. Please stand here. Facing the Qibla. Salatul Janazah has four takbirs. You raise your hand and hold them, and then after that recite Subhanak Allahumma wa bihamdik wa tabarak asmuk wa ta'ala jadduk wa la ilaha ghayruk. Then we'll have all your Suratul Fatiha. You can say that. And then second takbir, after that you say Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, Allahumma barik ala Muhammad. And then third takbir, after that, a special dua, asking Allah's forgiveness for her and for all of us, inshallah. May Allah keep us always on the right path and follow the good things, inshallah. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. اللهم اغفر لها يا الله. اللهم اغفر لها ورحمها وعافيها وعفونا. Allah bless her, give her the place in Jannah. Forgive any shortcomings, any mistakes on her part. Allah give patience to her family members and keep them always on the right path. رب اغفر وارحم وانت خير الراحم. رب اغفر وارحم وانت خير الراحم. صلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وآله وصحبه اجمعين. الله bless you. الله bless you. You are the grandson. تقبل الله. ان شاء الله. How are you feeling? الحمد لله. الحمد لله.